we did our regular family shopping trip to the supermarket, and we had a usual bit of fun as we packed the groceries. And as usual, my wife left me to pay, and her and the kids went off to get a coffee and go to the toilet before the trip home. Then the young woman who had served me turned round and asked me in a sort of searching type of way, "Are they your grandchildren?" No, I answered, "They just live with us." She sort of asked a few questions, like, "Are they from the next village," sort of thing, and I said yes, and it's a bit awkward with confidentiality to explain who they were, but we got there. And then she realised who they were, and she became a bit emotional. I was a bit shocked at this, but she quickly pulled herself together, apologised, and went on to say that she used to be their neighbour when they lived with their parents at home when they were aged about 6 or 7. She was then quite tearful as she told me how she would take them into the house in the mornings and give them a wash and breakfast and do their hair and what have you before they went to school. As children, they had to get themselves off to school themselves because their parents didn't get out of bed till in the afternoon. She then went on to explain that the reason for her emotional state was that she was so pleased to see them looking so well and normal. She then went on to recall that she knew what they'd gone through in their short lives and remembered them being taken into care and how she'd feared the worst for their future. But now she'd met them again a few years later, she was happy and content to see how they developed, and she felt so pleased. And I can recall her closing words. She said, "I never thought I'd see them again, and if I did, I certainly didn't expect to see them looking as happy and well as they are." And I think when you get a feedback like that, that's the sort of buzz that you get out of being a foster carer.